views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. So I've been using this radio show as a vehicle to empower other people by showing them that a lot of the problems that they think they have are not the problem that they really have, and how easy it is once you identify the true weakness, how you can move forward in a really strong way. And so I have my one of my very favorite energetic practitioners on today, Will Hatch. He's one of my favorite traveling companions because we've been working together for a year and a half now and shifting a lot of energy. Are you there, Will?
Good morning, Colette.
How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Very good. How's the weather where you are? Is it sunny?
Sunny and brilliant. Yeah, but the traffic was a little bit too noisy to do the show outside this morning.
All right. So, you know, you and I have been really picking up a lot of energetic weaknesses about allowances. And I just want you to go right into this and explain what you mean by that.
Okay. So last week I had to pick a title and I sat down and I thought about what should we talk about? And then my mind drifted to when we were kids, you know, it would be that sometimes mom and dad, they were the source of the cash allowance. And then also quite often mom and dad, they were the source of permission, whether we were allowed to do something or not. And I thought to myself about how through my interactions with adults, I come across this trend over and over again, that people who had never allowed themselves to do something, usually it's something silly and childish that is quite fun. And so at that point, I realized that maybe we're not giving ourselves permission to live a life that's simple, full of clarity. You know, maybe it's like my son told me the other day, and he loves to have tense muscles in his body because then I'll come and massage them for him, and he likes the release.
And how old is he?
Five.
And so, smart boy. So, but what do you mean by that? You feel like he has to create a situation where he needs relief from you?
Oh, I was very clear when I asked him about it afterwards. He enjoys release. So for somebody who's looking for release, what do you need in order to experience release? You need stress and tension in order to experience release. And so he's saying, Daddy, I love to feel relief, so I want to feel stress. And wow. It's a kind of an interesting place to be developing with him.
Yeah. And
but he's allowed to.
So you allow him to speak his mind?
Kind of hard to stifle a child from speaking their mind, but yes, I do listen.
Ah, there's the difference. And so, you know, you and I were talking about this because there's so many people right now I'm in connection with a lot of people, and a lot of my clients and a lot of the people that are connecting with me right now are feeling a lot of stress about the economy and money. And when you brought that up and I asked you, what are you perceiving as to be the leading weakness? And it came up allowance. I really found that really interesting, and I asked you what you meant by that. Will you just explain that? Like, you know, you have road allowances and all of that.
Okay, well, that's where we get into this road allowance conversation, because I was really trying to term or grasp what allowance is actually talking about. And I got to the road allowance because this is some other application way out there that seemed a little bit different. And then when I thought about it, what is that? It's an allowance of land that is meant for use in building a road. So then what we call allowance to ourselves is like a cash allowance, that we're allowed to go out and spend this cash. And that's great. But now that we're older and we're working towards manifesting our own realities here, it sounds like it'd be a nice idea if we all considered putting our own cash allowance in there. And maybe at the same time, I'm giving ourselves full permission to do what fulfills us.
I was just tuning into what you were saying, and I got it. It's time for people to give themselves total permission to be a whole being that is manifesting on a level where it's satisfying in all aspects of life, rather than just focusing on the grind is what's coming up. And so, you know, I forgot to mention that, you know, anyone is welcome to call in right now, and we will shift some energy for you. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. And I just wanted to say that when we got in touch with this, we could feel that this was on a much bigger level. It usually is. And what's coming up is the fears of the ancestors and also the fears of the descendants. And, you know, energetically, sometimes we're connected to different people from you know, our great-great-grandfathers, our great-great-grandmothers. And on the other side, if we have children, we are in a place where they can also affect us. And even people who do not have children, they had potential to have children. And so those descendants can also come in, and they weaken the situation. And people think it's about money, but it's actually generally about relationship. And people have a relationship not only with people, they have a relationship with people, places, things. And one of the relationships, that a major one, is the relationship with money. And so the weakness that's coming up here is people still staying in that place where they don't allow themselves to move forward in a way that's strong for them. It's kind of like all the things that we were told when we were little children sits in our subconscious mind. And so these cultural influences and the all of the collective influence, the fears around money, you know, everything that's happening in Europe right now, all of this is really affecting people on a deeper level. And it creates fear in people when they hear about these things. And it's coming up like this lack of control. And so, you know, when you get in touch with this, what's the number one weakness?
There's a perception bias that sits on top of it.
We have to go for a break in a quick minute here, but I want to get into that, and I want to shift some energy for people that are listening now and listening later, because this when our perception is off, what happens is we tend to do the opposite of what would be the best for us. And so when we come back after the break, what we're going to do is address this more on a general level and, you know, just shift some energy around it for everybody so that there's not so much fear. The fear causes people to go into survival mode, and survival mode shuts down your base chakra is what's coming up. I love this, Will, because this is really like a very big weakness for everybody. And when you said that allowance, I've been tuning into that. When you told me last week, that's what I want to speak about. And, you know, it's right dead on, like what the weakness is here is people allowing themselves to be able to be the best version of themselves. So when we come back, we have a caller on the line, and we have to take a short break right now, and we will then take your call and do some shifting for you. You are listening to Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth is Funny with my guest today, Will Hatch. And when we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
1230 WBLQ. We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Will Hatch. Will, before we continue, just share your contact information.
I'm not even sure I should. I'm not sure what email I should use anymore. We started off with thoughts that disagree, and then we thought about I agree.
Yeah.
We still haven't gotten it finished, but right now it's thoughts, thoughts, at thisagree, thisagree.ca, because I'm in Canada and the .com was gone.
Perfect. All right, Karen, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Karen.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. What can we do for you today?
I have this chronic thyroid problem with lots of palpitations and heart conditions. And I also have this out-of-control anxiety. I can't work. I'm just home, like, being anxious all the time.
And can I just like to get a baseline from people just so that we can see how much it's bothering you. And so, you know, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being it's the absolute worst and 0 being like you're pretty neutral to it, where are you sitting right now?
About a 9.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. So we're just going to strengthen you. How long have you been living in L.A.?
Um, 15 years.
Okay. And in that, do you like living there?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Cause the number one weakness that came up is when your name was, brought up on my screen here, it's Karen from Los Angeles. Can you talk about that a little bit, Will?
You want me to go back through that? Okay. So
yes.
I said, maybe there's not much more care left in Los Angeles, and she needs to move. And now that you say heart palpitations, it actually is palpitations. It comes up like panicked, absolutely panicked and ready to run.
That's right.
How does that, seem accurate?
Very accurate.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's easy enough. That's familiar to deal with then. This is simple for us. It might not feel like it though. But that's okay. This is your body telling you very, very, very clearly that something needs to change, that something doesn't feel right. And if you spend 15 years, you know, maybe it wasn't like it at the beginning, but at some point along the way, something caused the anxiety and the stress builds up. This is chronic stress. This is years probably of not sleeping well, going in and out of eating well, in this accumulation that you've gotten to at this point. And your body is telling you, we're going to leave here one way or the other, is what it came up with.
Okay, so
into my mind when I heard about this.
So Karen, also Brian has pointed out to me here that this is the city of angels. And so let's strengthen you to that. When did you move? You moved 15 years ago. Are you married?
No, I'm single here.
Okay, and have you been single the whole time you've been in Los Angeles?
I'm sorry?
Have you been single, have you been single? Have you been married?
I was married. I was living in Denver for a few years, but originally I'm from Taiwan.
Okay. And so let's just strengthen you.
Here,
you were married, but you are no longer married?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you get separated and divorced?
Like about 16 years ago.
Okay, so because what I'm picking up here is you've got were you like really getting along and then you moved there and things fell apart, or did you meet him there?
No, I met him in Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
So I moved out of Colorado to LA for the Chinese community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there we go. So. Did you feel it's coming up that you still have a weakness with your former partner there? I'm going to work on that. What are you feeling right now? What are you experiencing? Has that number dropped at all yet?
A little bit.
Yeah. Can you give me a number where you feel it's at now?
About a 7.
Yeah, what's coming up is that you feel displaced from your people is what's coming up. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. And I'm going to do some shifting here. I'm just going to get Will to ask you a couple questions here while I shift that. Whatever's coming up for him.
What if I don't have anything coming up for me, Colette?
Then you're fired. Then you're fired.
No, I guess I might be fired here. It feels like just an honest time to make a change for me.
Yeah.
I'm just going through a similar element in my life, and it's been really ramped up over the last year and a half, making these changes, coming into my sort of authentic self. And when I look back in the past, I could really tell where, at this time in my life, I had been putting out these wishes. I wanted certain things to happen. And then lo and behold, a couple of years later, I was getting exactly what I wanted. I was in a job. It wasn't fulfilling. It wasn't fulfilling me. I was taking the stress home, and it wasn't fulfilling my family. And I realized that something really needed to change. I did not want this thing that I had in front of me. And then this job, which at first was so ludicrously successful, it melted. It disappeared right before my very own eyes. I could not grasp it, even if I wanted to. And it was really hard and frustrating in the moment, because I was trying to tell myself this story of, well, what's wrong with you? Why can't you do this? And if you can't do it, there must be a problem. So let's focus on what's wrong about me and find that problem. And at the end of the day, there wasn't a problem. I was doing my best before this all happened to follow the life that I was told to live, to fit in the system the way that I was told to fit in the system, but it wasn't caring for me. I was starving myself to death on a very core level. But in that moment, I didn't have the experience or the knowledge or the insights to be able to look forwards and clearly define what I needed. All I knew was that something was so very wrong. And when I hear about heart palpitations, it comes up exactly like that feeling. Something's very clear, time to shift, and you wouldn't be here if you weren't ready to shift.
Exactly. And what I was picking up while Will was talking is I was clearing some karma between you and your former husband, and strengthening you, because when I tested it energetically, when you think about him, do you notice that your energy drops?
But I've cleared so much between me and him.
But what's coming up is when I said to Will that you're fired, it was coming up from the collective influence of having the president of the United States of America possibly being Donald Trump, who was on the show, you're fired. So you're picking up this fear that a lot of people do have on the planet right now about, the election in United States, Brexit leaving. There's a lot of stress on the planet in general. There's a lot of people that are feeling kind of like they're standing on ground that doesn't feel really solid. So I want to strengthen you and everybody else, like in the USA, actually. It's just this election is really triggering a lot of people. So we're going to strengthen that it's just an election. And we're just going to strengthen that everybody can just remain calm around that. And it's coming up for you that the situation that you're in some ways, you would rather stay in your house than go back out there in the big, bad world. And so we're going to strengthen you to that you don't have to hide away in your home. It's fine. If you want to hang on over the break, because we've got to take another break now, I'd like to check in with you and see if we can get that number to drop even further. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny, and you can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
I got a little change in my pocket going jingle-lang-a-lang. Won't call you on the telephone, baby.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Will Hatch on the line here with me, who's shifting energy for Karen from Los Angeles. Karen, can we just check in with you? Where are you at now number-wise? Has it changed?
Yes. It feels like a 3 now.
Yeah, I was getting you were at a 3 and you were moving down to a 2.2. You're very accurate here. And Will was just singing a song about how he has change in his pocket and about your weakness to change. Do you want to explain this to her, Will?
That was the song Brian played at the start of the break.
Mm-hmm. And this song is...
And I was singing that I've got change in my pocket, and if you want, I'll give it to you. But you have to choose it, this little thing, because it's not a choice that I can make. And I'd like to offer you two things here, which are kind of off of that direction in a slightly different direction. The first one is that a reminder that you're a human being and you're stressed out. And this is how human beings react when they're stressed out. It's normal. So don't waste any of your effort being upset about your reaction. The number two is you've got a beautiful, clear communication here with your body. It's telling you, hey, something we need to look at, something we really, really need to look at. And so where are you going forwards from here? No, I want to see you looking into the future of where you want to go with this energy. You have so much energy in your heart right now. Your heart is opening and it is uncomfortable. It is almost unbearable, but it's growing and we want to grow forward with it. We don't want to grow back and go through this again.
And the other weakness that I'm picking up, and the reason I want to say to you, Karen, thank you so much for calling in, because we said we wanted to do a collective shift for everybody. And you called in right then. And a lot of what you're going through, there's a lot of people going through right now. And I'm getting for you, when you breathe, you're not breathing fully. So you need to check that when you take a deep breath in, that you take it all the way in, and then you take the breath out and you let it all the way out before you take the next breath. What's happening is you're not breathing. I was working on the physical aspects of this. You're not taking the oxygen in at the level that you need to. And so what I want you to do is to go to just feel your spine right now. And put your hand on your heart and recognize that your heart is, I'm strengthening your body to your heart and your heart to your body. And so we're just going to totally let that go and move into a place of where you start to notice that this is a heart opening. What happens is when people have issues that come up from their subconscious mind, quite often it really tightens their diaphragm. And that's where your solar plexus chakra is. And that energy is a lot of the stuff that happens when we're children and our cultures and everything. And so I was working on that on for you, so that when you start to breathe, just notice when you go into this place of panic, just stop yourself, put some energy into your spine, and then feel your heart and recognize that you are strong to your heart. Your heart is strong to you. You're strong to being on the earth at this time, that you can stand on your own two feet and that you can draw the energy up. So there's no need for you to be sick and tired at home because you don't want to go out there. We're just going to strengthen you to all the change. And that the change that you're going to bring into your life now is going to be change for the better. And I would highly suggest, yesterday I did a show. I hosted Dr. Pat's show on Transformation Talk Radio. And I had a guest on there by the name of Paula Parker. It was very powerful. And I feel that if you go back into the archives and you listen to that, that it will really empower you. I would just like to check in with you because we have another caller on the line. And I just wanted to check in with you now. If you gave me a number, where are you at?
Feels like zero.
Yay!
So much calmer. Thank you so much, Colette. Thank you so much, Will. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for being so brave.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Go get busy.
Go get busy being instead of doing. and be a human being instead of a human doing. All right, Trish.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Trish, are you on the line here from British Columbia?
Hi there, Colette.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I called in and I'm listening to everybody talking about change. And I was recently laid off and it was supposed to be a shortage of work. And I went in today to go check in to see what's happening at work. And I got basically told that they're going to pay me out because that's what they legally have to do. So I'm like officially done with that company.
Okay. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you?
Just the anxiety is fairly high, probably about an 8.
Okay. So we want to, Will, what are you picking up here?
Oh my God, what am I going to do now?
100%.
Like, it feels like this was a long time to get there. And there's this fear of, oh shit, it's going to be a long time to get back there. I have to do this again. I'm too old for this shit.
Shift.
Shift.
Can't say those words on radio.
Thank
so,
you.
So, yeah, but that's what it's coming up from your higher self. So we're just going to strengthen you to this. Have you had this situation happen in your life before where you had a really good job and you thought you were on your way and things were starting to go really good and then something happened and it went bad?
It seems to be like a bit of a cycle. I'll have somebody really close to me pass away. I get laid off from a job. And then a couple of years later, I start to pick things up again. And then it just happens again.
Okay, well, the reason why is because you're focusing on the problem rather than on the solution. And so we're going to strengthen you to the solutions. Now, did you really like this job?
I really like the people.
Mm-hmm. But the work itself, did you?
Well, I was promised to become the next head painter in the company.
Mm-hmm.
And then the painter that wanted to leave as soon as I showed up, because I had worked with this painter before, he didn't want to leave anymore.
Oh, okay.
So the position.
Okay, so let's clear this.
The position
karma
wasn't there.
Let's clear this karma that you have karma with this particular person. And so we're just going to shift that right now. Will, what else are you getting here for her?
Do you have any grandkids?
I do not have children.
I don't know why that came up.
Do you have children?
I don't have children.
Did you want children?
No.
Okay, and why didn't you want children?
My mother told me I would never be a good enough mother.
Okay, this is what's coming. See, this is coming up from your subconscious mind. So what you're doing right now is you're creating situations that are coming up so you can resolve this energy with her. And so we just strengthen you to that, to your mom and her back to you, so that you're really, really strong to this energy that you're not going to repeat, recycle, redo, relive this energy. Are you the breadwinner for the family?
Not anymore. Used to be.
Okay. Okay. So, okay, there we go. That's what's weakening you. Not being able to have enough food to put on the table. I want to strengthen you to everything that your mom ever told you about yourself, or you told yourself about yourself. A lot of this is coming up like this allowance thing, where a lot of times parents will show love by giving money or buying things for their children because they're so busy or they don't do it. And this is what's coming up for you. So we're going to strengthen you to this. We have to take a short break. If you hold on to the line, we'll check in with you when we come back. You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. We'll be right back after this short break.
Music.
to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com. Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Will Hatch with me today, and we have Tricia on the line. Tricia, we were addressing your fears around the fact that you have lost your job and, all that that's bringing up for you. What can you give me? Have you perceived a shift here? And if so, what number are you at?
I think I'm down to between the 4 and 3, 3 and 4.
Yeah, that's exactly what I got. Exactly that number. You're very intuitive. So you are, what I'm getting is, because this has happened to you in the past, what you're doing is you're, instead of focusing on the fact that every time this happens to you, you always get back on your feet and some beautiful thing. I remember that you called in or whatever. You have, did you receive a free motorcycle?
Yes, I won a motorbike 4 years ago.
And what was the circumstances around that?
My father passed, and his girlfriend at the time took him for everything and left me with nothing.
Mm-hmm. And then how did you win the motorcycle?
It was 3 months after my dad had passed, and I found out that I was taken out of the will.
Okay. And so you know what happened? The universe, did you always want a motorcycle?
I've ridden a motorbike for most of my life, yes, and I was wanting to get back on one.
The universe has a funny sense of humor. When you got knocked out of your dad's will, it was kind of like, well, now you could resolve. You don't have to be connected to that. And the universe stepped in and made sure you got something you really wanted. So you want it. So you're a much more powerful manifester than you realize. And you may have heard me say earlier to the other caller that I did a show yesterday with a woman by the name of Paula Parker. It's on Transformation Talk Radio in the archives. I was on the Dr. Pat show. It would really benefit you to listen to that and receive the shifts from that, because you are a powerful manifester. The problem is you're focusing on the problem rather than the solution. Will, because we're going to run out of time here. What are you getting, you know, that we can, we've got her down to three now. We want to get her down to zero if we can before we get off here.
You reminded me of a man I met from Bulgaria, and he had lost himself in a motorcycle trip across India. And he found some very beautiful solace there, from what I can understand. And that's what came to mind listening to you talk.
So, and that's so beautiful, because how do you feel when you ride your motorcycle?
I feel great, but there's also a lot of anxiety there too.
What are you anxious about?
I don't know if I'm picking up feelings from accidents that are on the road.
That's what's coming up. So it's kind of like, so we want to strengthen you to that, that when you get on that bike, that you are going to put some energy into your spine. You're not going to get on that bike weak in fear. You're going to make sure you shift your energy. And when you go and you're going to, that, you know, that feeling you get, that feeling of freedom when you're on that bike, when you're not in fear.
Oh, yes. That's
what does that feel like to you?
Sorry?
What is that like for you to be on that bike and feel that freedom?
When I was a teenager, I had a dirt bike. And whenever I had fights with my mom, that was the only thing that would make me feel free.
There we go. So let's just strengthen you that you're going to be free of your mom. You're going to be free of your dad. And I mean this in by strengthening the love they have for you, the love that you have for them, and the very it's coming up like kind of like you feel like you were an accident, that you weren't supposed to come on this earth and be born to this woman. And there are no accidents. There is, I'm picking up some energy that when your mom got really upset with you, you know, she would make you feel like you were less than, and that you weren't worth her time or her effort. And that she, has she ever even said to you that she wished that she hadn't had you?
Well, I was adopted, and my adopted parents, yeah, they made me feel like I wasn't worth their time, for sure.
Okay, so do you recognize that the universe is saying to you, you are worth the time? You know, that sense of freedom? Let's strengthen you to that. And the joy that you feel when you're on that bike without all the garbage associated with it?
Yes.
That you deserve a good life? That you deserve to be free, that you are able and ready, and that it's coming up from your soul. Your soul is telling you, you know, that's your will and your mind. We're going to strengthen that so that your mind is going to work for you. So you're going to train your mind and you're going to go to your heart. I'm getting that in that this loss of this job and them paying you out is beautiful. It's so strong. So we're just going to strengthen you to focus on what's good about that rather than what you're perceiving to be bad about that. Where are you at now, number-wise?
I see a solid one for sure.
Good. Okay, so Will, let's get her down to zero here. Go for it. She's already on her way.
I've had this looming sense most of my life that everything seems to happen for a reason. And as I've explored that idea, especially through my experiences, you know, I've been through some really challenging times, but they've been really rewarding at the end because I chose to keep working and working and working. And what I want to go with that is that when I get really stressed out and troubled, sometimes what I do is I just pour gratitude into the worst things that have happened. Because when I'm pouring that gratitude in, I'm making an assumption and putting an intention there that there's going to be something far brighter than the darkness that I was going through. And that has helped me immensely.
Trish, how are you feeling now?
Definitely at a zero.
Yay, because we ran out of time. You're very welcome. You know, I want to say thank you, Will. And thank you, Tricia, for calling in. And thank you, Will, for your wonderful shifting on the show today with me. This is what I love to do. This is what makes my heart sing, is showing people that, yes, there's a way that if you just change your perception and keep a strong attitude, that you can move into a better place very quickly. So any last words here? You got about a minute.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, just thank you. That's gratitude.
It's a very troubling time for everybody right now. And it takes a lot to be able to stand up and say, hey, here's something that I don't like and I want to fix it and I don't know how to fix it. So I'm going to go and talk about it on public radio so that anybody who wants to come and hear about it could, if they really care. So thank you.
I love it. Yeah. I want to thank the callers who call in and because you're shifting for not just yourself, you're shifting for many people. And so we just strengthen that for everybody. And I want to thank Brian, who always, always, always has the best music. Thank you, Brian.
Oh, anytime.
And this is The Truth Is Funny. Shift happens. You're listening to Colette Marie Steffen, Will Hatch, and I want to thank you for today's show, for all the beautiful energy that I feel coming in. And let's just spin some love out to everybody here.
Aloha and ahoy ho.
Bye for now. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.